You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Kijin Higashibaba. Lethal batches of heroin are still showing up in central New York as the addiction epidemic continues to take lives. WAER's Scott Willis reports three recent deaths in Cayuga County illustrate the challenges of reaching addicts and tracing the potent drugs.
Anytime police hear about clusters of heroin overdose deaths, they become suspicious about the composition of the drug. Auburn Police Deputy Chief Roger Anthony says that happened last weekend.
We wanted to get the word out there that there may be a bad mixture with some cutting agent with heroin that people are ingesting that is causing this. We don't know that to be a fact. We've seen it in the past few years where maybe heroin is laced with a strong dose of fentanyl causing, you know, a pretty strong overdose reaction. So we just wanted to get the word out, you know, as soon as we noticed.
Obviously, we don't know that the fentanyl is in them until we have these tragic events where people are dying.
That's Kian Treese, prevention educator at the Prevention Network, who acknowledges it's a terrible way to find out if you have to test and trace the drug. Toxicology reports will ultimately show if fentanyl was indeed in the heroin that claimed three lives. Auburn Police posted the warning on its Facebook page, hoping to reach the addict community. Deputy Chief Anthony says the message served a dual purpose.
It does sound strange for police to say, you know, be careful what types of illegal drugs you're using. But ultimately, you know, we want to offer a place for people to go to get the help they need to get, you know, recover from addiction.
Treese with the Prevention Network says anything that gets information and resources to addicts is helpful. He says in the Syracuse area, they go right to the addicts.
Talking to them about what's out there as far as treatment services and being able to get clean or any sort of therapy that they may be able to go through. So somewhat of a boots on the ground approach versus trying to do it through social or regular media.
Both Treese and Anthony say laws limiting the prescription of opioids combined with drug take-back programs are reducing the supply and therefore addiction rates, though it's still an ongoing problem. Anthony says the decrease in heroin abuse over the past year or so seems consistent with the increased use of another drug.
We're seeing a lot more cocaine investigations now than we were 2 or 3 years ago. So I think that people are going to cocaine a little bit more than heroin, probably because there are so many overdose and deaths as a result of the use.
Treese with the Prevention Network hasn't seen any hard numbers on his end to show that trend. He adds, however, that he has heard anecdotally from some youth and teachers who do mention more cocaine use. Scott Willis, WAER News.
For more on this and other local news stories, go to WAER.org.